This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Milky Monday, we check in with Lee Melke and his guest this week, High Ground Dairy's Lucas Fies. Lee?
Lucas, USDA gave us a look at October dairy product disappearance last week. Total cheese was only up 0.7%?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting data there. This is October data, kind of completing the picture for that month. The cheese demand, while you mentioned, Lee, it was up slightly, but a little bit weaker than anticipated. Exports kind of carrying a lot of that demand there, as we saw continued decent amounts of product leave the U.S. in the month. But interestingly enough, and possibly a note of concern for the future, is American-style domestic disappearance weaker, down more than 6% versus prior year. That's something to watch here. Even though cheese prices have been decently supported, if that domestic demand decline persists, we could see a bit of a drop-off in price after holiday demand finishes up here.
Good thing that milk production is down a little.
Yeah, milk production down, so that could keep things tight. It'll be certainly interesting once we get through this holiday demand period to see where we settle out here from both a supply and demand basis on cheese. If I move into butter, Lee, a little bit weaker there as well. I think the reason for that is some of that demand for the holidays probably a little bit front-loaded. We saw pretty decent domestic disappearance into August and September, maybe people buying a little bit earlier than usual there. So nothing to worry about at this point, especially with butter production weaker and inventories declining at a pretty quick pace. To finish up, too, on the non-fat dry milk side of things, pretty good disappearance there, driven by export markets. We're looking at probably another record year for 2021 total non-fat dry milk exports and demand.
How about the port congestion issue? Is that improving any?
You know, we continue to watch that. I think there are maybe some initial signs of improvement there. Congress is debating a bill that would provide some incentives to kind of clear up some of that congestion. We've got to get through this holiday period and see where we stand, but hopefully by early 2022 into the middle of next year, we could see some improvement on that front.
Lucas Fies, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
USDA again reduced its month-over-month milk production forecast for 2021 and 2022. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekodowski notes,
for 2021, that entirely reflects lower cow inventories at this point. But for 2022, we expect those lower inventories, lower cow numbers to continue, along with a slower rate of growth in milk per cow.
Yet year-over-year production should rise 1.4 billion pounds. December also meant tightening of dairy trade data.
Increased imports of cheese and butterfat products, lower exports, on the other hand, of butterfat products for 2021, really modest changes for 2022. And then on the export side, on a skim solids basis, the main product that's worth noting is lactose, where we're seeing some strength in export demand. And that's what led us to increase our export forecast for both 2021 and 2022.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Is La Nina partially to blame for the recent devastating tornadoes?
Research has shown that there is, unfortunately, an enhanced likelihood of significant winter to early spring severe weather outbreaks during La Nina.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the northern jet stream has been very active.
So that active jet stream alone can contribute to severe thunderstorm development at an unusual time of year in the South and the lower Midwest.
This as the country heads into a second consecutive winter with La Nina present.
As we move forward into the new year and beyond, La Nina's presence dictates that we are likely to see drier than normal conditions returning across areas from Southern California to the Southern Great Plains. That dryness likely to extend eastward along the Gulf Coast and into parts of the southeastern United States as well. Now, prospects for additional relief from the drought are better as you move northward through the West.
That would be in the wetter areas like the Pacific Northwest and the Northern Rockies.
We tend to see more precipitation, more storminess in the northern half of the western U.S., less storminess and more warmth in the Southwest. And so that leads us to concerns that we could see drought further intensifying by the time we get to spring from Southern California through the Southern Rockies and Southern Great Plains.
Again, that's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.